Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
They're built. Now Montgomery, he's going to break. David Montgomery is in for the touchdown.
On a Tuesday, we welcome you in with Joe Buck behind the microphone on ESPN. Monday Night Football, Monday. As David Montgomery would go in for the what turned out to be the game icing score on a big Monday. That's right. Big Monday generally doesn't start until January, college basketball style. But it was a big Monday for the Detroit Lions, baby. Oh, wait a second. I thought they were dead in the water. I thought they wouldn't be able to operate without little Benny, who's now with the Bears. I thought there was no way the Lions were going to be able to operate to be successful. Wow. Boy, was I wrong. Man, did I underestimate Brad Holmes, the best general manager in the game. Man, did I underestimate Dan Campbell, who wants to chew somebody's kneecaps off. Man, did I underestimate Jared Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery,
Sam LaPorta,
Amon-Ra St. Brown, still the best offensive line of the game, Jameson Williams. Yeah. Boy, yeah. Wow! I'm so choked up. I'm coughing. My fault. I'm so choked up, I'm verklempt at how much talent the Detroit Lions have. As we always tell you, even though nobody wants to listen, every coach I've ever covered has always said, it's always about the Jimmies and Joes and not the X's and O's. The X's and O's can accentuate. You guys think, sports fans, football fans especially, and a lot of pundits think it's all about the X's and O's. Nothing can be further from the truth. Nothing. And there's a lot of things that are out there that are far from the truth. It's all about the Jimmies and Joes. And the bottom line is the Detroit Lions still have plenty of Jimmies and Joes. They don't need Ben Johnson. They're awesome still. Did Ben Johnson help them? Of course. Nobody would suggest otherwise. Was he their savior? Was he the guy that completely made them? Hell to the no. Is he going to be the guy that completely remakes the Chicago Bears? Absolutely not. Caleb Williams would be that guy. Without Caleb Williams playing at a very high level and responding to coaching and X's and O's and actually implementing it, there is no nothing without that. Remember when you guys all told me 4 years ago that it was Brian Daboll, the quarterback whisperer, who came in and made the Giants' offense look good? Who turned the Giants around because he was an offensive genius, a savant. Remember how much credit you gave him for what he did with Josh Allen. 3.5 years later, not even, Brian Daboll is walking the plank. So much so that he just announced, or it just broke, that as we said yesterday at the end of the show, by 1 o'clock today, Jackson Dart would be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants, and bam, there she goes.
That was all you. I just want to say that, like, I kind of doubted you because I was like, 1 o'clock tomorrow, I thought it was going to be this week, but 1 o'clock tomorrow seems early, but I think you talked to Adam because we've had Adam on this show before, haven't we? You definitely reached out to Adam.
Adam who?
Adam Schefter.
Oh, Adam Schefter.
Yeah. You definitely reached out to Adam. This is my theory. You reached out to Adam like, hey, I made a promise on my show this afternoon. Shefty. Adam, get to work.
Yeah, Shefty, can you please break a story that says Jackson Dart is the starting quarterback of the Giants
at
12:48 so that I don't look like a fool?
Yeah, get your ass to work, Adam.
So that AMAC can't bust my balls?
No, but
my chops, my onions, my grapes, my watermelons, my lemons.
Okay. Any other fruit that you want to?
There's some. Mangoes? I don't know. Pears? Anyway, the bottom line is, remember 3 years ago, you remember this as a Giants fan, right? Brian Daboll was a genius because he turned Daniel Jones into something.
I mean,
and they made the playoffs and they were scoring and they went into Minnesota and kicked their ass offensively and Daniel Jones got the big contract. He was the quarterback whisperer.
Hmm.
3 years later, he's an incompetent boob.
Yeah.
And now turning desperately to Jackson Dart, who Giants fans think is going to be Santa Claus and the savior and the greatest thing since sliced bread all rolled into one.
Well, I want to, if that is what you're saying is somewhat true, I want to distance myself from that. But I think it is.
Many Giants fans.
Yeah, I think it is. There's a little hope.
There is a little hope.
Yeah.
We will get to the hope.
Yeah.
We will get to the hope. So that is one story, one big story that we're dealing with. The other big story, and this I just found out right before the show, and AMAC, I don't even know if you've seen this.
Mike Gundy.
Did Mike Gundy get fired?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's not the big story that I was talking about.
Okay, my bad.
Okay, but that is a big story. Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, got fired.
Yes.
I did not see that. All right, we'll get to that. Nope. Terry McLaurin seeking a second opinion for a quad injury. Status in doubt for this Sunday in Atlanta. The Washington Commanders could be. Without Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, John Bates, Noah Brown, Sam Cosmi, Austin Eckler, and that's just on the offensive side of the football on Sunday in Atlanta. How do you like them apples? Speaking of fruit, how do you like them apples? So, we have three enormous stories that we're kind of dealing with all in one shot, all in one hand, and in one show, and we will tackle them all. One, the Lions run all over the Baltimore Ravens. And even though Lamar Jackson played well enough and had a good passer rating, we all know Lamar Jackson wasn't exactly good enough last night And certainly neither were the Ravens on offense or defense. And I'll explain why coming up. But the Detroit Lions, we don't need no stinking Ben Johnson, they said to anybody that would listen. Now, the problem is we're asking people to actually listen and use common sense, which they don't. They just think Ben Johnson is, like, you know, speaking of the best things since sliced bread. We don't need no Ben Johnson, they said. We're just going to roll up all sorts of offense against the Baltimore Ravens. 38 points, 7 of 14 on third down, 24 first downs, 426 total net yards, 6.5 per play, 224 rushing net yards, 202 passing net yards. Another team like the Commanders on Sunday that went over their rushing yards or rushing yards over their passing yards. You know, the way that all the analytics amigos, all the number nerds don't want you to play. Again, why you shouldn't listen to analytics amigos and why you shouldn't listen to the number nerds. You should listen to Common Sense Radio right here from 1 to 4 every day on the Team 980. Again, you don't have to like it, but you should damn well appreciate it because I'm right way, 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 way more than the average bear. And I tell you things way before they become popular and way before they become known. That being said, another team with more net rushing yards than net passing yards, the Lions last night. And this is with 8 penalties for 68 yards. They still racked up 4.25 in terms of total yards. They still missed a field goal. It could, now, granted, it was 67 yards at the end of the half. 33 minutes and 18 seconds worth time of possession. They could have rolled up again a 40-burger on the road on Monday Night Football against the Baltimore Ron Ravens. Sorry. Yeah, Lamar Jackson was 21 of 27, 288, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 7 for 35, but that's the rub. He didn't run. He didn't have an effect with his legs. He can now beat a mere mortal team with his arm. He used to not be able to do that. But because the Lions ran the ball all over and really up the middle against the so-called vaunted Baltimore Ravens defense, which is not vaunted anymore. Granted, missing arguably their best defensive players. I understand that. Roquan Smith played, but Matabike did not. Right? That rush defense was missing a big, 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 big piece. And you get another critical turnover by Derrick Henry. That's 3 in 3 games. In a big spot, and Aiden Hutchinson is back, baby. And the Lions, and this hurts the Commanders, even though the Lions are not a division team. The Lions, as we know, is a conference team, or a conference team. Anytime a conference team goes on the road in prime time and wins the way they did, that sends a very loud message. Not only is it a win, and it counts in their record, of course, but it sends a very, very, very loud message that for those of you that thought we were dead without little boy Ben, Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. And by the way, back to Lamar Jackson again. The Detroit Lions, in case you weren't paying attention. Yes, he had a near flawless passer rating, but again, did very little with his legs. The Detroit Lions racked up, let's just count them, why don't we? 1 sack, 2 sacks, 4.5 sacks for Muhammad, his 2.5 added to the 2. A half a sack for Alex Anzalone. A total of 5. Aiden Hutchinson, 6, plus a forced fumble. And somebody named Noasaki with a 7th sack for the Detroit Lions. A 7th sack. And a fumble recovery, obviously. And 2 forced fumbles on the night. Overall, Now, again, Lamar Jackson was great as a passer, was null and void for the most part as a runner. And this is the problem when you depend on a highly mobile quarterback, is if you take away his legs and his ability to extend, he's got to beat you with his arm, which Lamar Jackson did a pretty good job of last night. But it wasn't enough because nobody else did a good enough job, including his offensive line, including Derrick Henry, 12 for 50 and the early touchdown, but the key fumble, and 50 yards is nothing. But even Lamar holding on to the ball too long. You don't get sacked seven times through no fault of your own. Wide receivers not getting open. You don't get sacked seven times through no fault of your own. So again, even though Lamar Jackson statistically very good throwing the football, yes, granted, not so good in other areas. And give credit to the Lions, who we spend a lot of time talking about Ben Johnson because that's what America seems to focus on. God forbid we talk about actually things that, you know, win you football games. How about the fact that they replaced Aaron Glenn, who's 0-3 with the Jets, who almost pulled off an upset in Tampa? How about that? Calvin Shepard, longtime assistant, defensive coordinator now, rocketed rolling, seven sacks, a forced fumble and recovery. Sure, they gave up plenty of passing yards, but they came in and said, we are going to bottle up Derrick Henry and bottle up Lamar Jackson. You know who tried to do that last year? The Commanders. And they did it largely in the first half in Baltimore. They got killed in the passing game, and the Lions got creased in the passing game. But they didn't get killed. And they also didn't, in the second half, then give up and start letting Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson gash you with their legs. The Commanders did that last year. The Lions did not do that last night. So the Lions beat Baltimore 38-30 in Baltimore on Monday Night Football. The Lions are now 2-1. The Ravens are 1-2, heading to Kansas City. Unless there's a tie, one of those two teams, the Chiefs or the Ravens, are going to be 1-3 after this Sunday. 1-3. And neither team is very good right now. The Ravens have allowed, along with the Dolphins, the most points in the NFL so far through 3 weeks. The most points. Now, they played two juggernaut offenses, Buffalo and Detroit. But they also played Cleveland. Take that as you want. Very impressive win for the Lions. Very impressive win. And then there's the Giants flipping the script, as, again, we thought they would. Talk to Joe DeLeon, who wrote that column that we mentioned on yesterday's show about Cliff Kingsbury being one of his top three choices to replace Brian Daboll. We'll do that at 2 o'clock. Now that the quarterback switch has been made, obviously we'll talk to Joe about that. We'll talk about Kingsbury as an offensive coordinator, and we'll examine some of Cliff Kingsbury on today's show. Why? Because it's going to be maybe more important than ever for him to come up with a game plan if Terry McLaurin can't play, if Jaden Daniels can't play, if John Bates and Noah Brown can't play. We already know Austin Ekeler and Sam Cosmi ain't playing. And again, it's just on the offensive side of the ball. In case you're just joining us, Terry McLaurin seeking a second opinion for his quad injury, which he hurt after that big long catch. Of course, he gets screwed out of a touchdown and he gets hurt and might have to miss some time. That's got to be a big worry at 1:19 on a Tuesday afternoon. Just getting rocking and rolling. Your calls, your reaction, your thoughts on any of those three topics next at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're on the Team 980 on the radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live anywhere on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. We got a triple threat of topics to open up the show. I told AMAC about an hour ago or so, I said, hey, I'm going to open up with Monday Night Football, then we'll get into the Giants situation. Leading up to Joe DeLeon, who wrote that column that we referenced yesterday, three top candidates in his mind to replace Brian Daboll as the Giants head coach, with Cliff Kingsbury at the top of that list. We didn't even give out the third. Then we get into the show. Right before the show, I find out Terry McLaurin seeking a second opinion based on all the reports, national and local. Then AMAC surprises me with, I mean, I guess it shouldn't be surprising. I mean, he's been in trouble. Mike Gundy
yeah,
getting fired at Oklahoma State. So we've got a lot going on. Monday Night Football, the Lions. Oh, they're not dead yet. Oh, they don't need Ben Johnson, do they? Oh, they're just fine. Talent, baby. Talent wins. X's and O's help. Talent wins. Depth wins. Great general managers constructing a great roster wins. Not X's and O's. Along with the Giants officially making the move, I don't know if they've officially made the move, but they made the move. And yes, I patted myself on the back. TJ tweeted me, said, not really an earth-shattering prediction given their record, and Wilson playing like, in two of their three games with a laughing, crying emoji. You're right, TJ, but I said before 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, I think that's it. Like, everybody knew this was coming, but you predicted.
Right.
But so stand on that
hill. Well, we were in the bullpen after the show, and I read you the transcript that Schefter put up.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll, I mean, it screamed, I'm making a move. I just don't want to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've been around this rodeo a long time. Not to say that I'm always right, not to say that I always have it figured out, but these coaches, they try and be mum. But, I mean, Brian Daboll could not possibly dodge the bullets any worse, in my opinion, we knew they had made the decision.
So how do you think he should have handled that different? Do you think he should have just straight up told them or lied?
I mean, if you made the decision, you make the decision.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's possible that he was not lying and saying they hadn't made the decision yet official. They had to meet as a staff, which coaches and coaching staffs do obviously on Monday evenings all the time. This press con, you know, they had these press conferences like 3:30 on Monday. Dan Quinn has his at 3:30. The coaches, they don't go home on Mondays. They're in the building from 5 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, 4 in the morning until midnight. And then they might sleep on their couch or they might go home for 2.5 hours. Maybe. So I have no doubt that maybe the decision still had to be officially made in their mind. But I guess my point is it was made. I don't expect him to do anything. He doesn't owe anything to anybody. I'm just saying it was as clear as day. It was easy to see based on his complete non-committal to Russell Wilson. And maybe it was as simple as, hey, man, I need to talk to Russ. But the bottom line is we knew it was happening. Just a matter of when. And I said, by the time we return tomorrow, Giants will have a new quarterback. Got one right. Bullseye. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pat my back too much. Just a little. Just a smidge.
Came down to the fourth quarter, though. Because we were with that news break at like 12:30.
Yeah. I mean, it was close.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Giants game. Offensive performance came down to the fourth quarter on Sunday night, and then Russ had first and goal from, what, the 5, and he just...
Only difference is that was not close at all.
All right, so anyway, the Giants have made the quarterback switch, and, you know, perhaps most important for us, Terry McLaurin is seeking a second opinion. Now, again, I am a glasses 75% empty kind of guy, so I will tell you I have very, very, very little hope for good news here, and I am leaning towards, maybe a strong lean, towards Terry not being able to play this Sunday. That being said, generally, when somebody is seeking a second opinion, it doesn't mean, hey, my hamstring's a little tight, or my quad's a little tight. It's going to be hard for me to get loose. I might have to miss Wednesday and Thursday practice. Generally, not always, but generally, it's not good news. My guy, Athan in Annapolis, says if he's seeking a second opinion, and he's right, he's probably looking at short-term IR, probably going to be out at least 4 games. Start getting your Luke McCaffrey anytime touchdown bets ready. Well, if you had Luke McCaffrey on an anytime touchdown bet for the first time on Sunday, you won. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. But you might need it again this Sunday in Atlanta. Now, I don't know if it means at least 4 games or 4 games or whatever, because we don't know what the second opinion is going to say. But generally speaking, Athan is right. Like, you don't, again, seek a second opinion just because your hamstring or your quad is a little bit sore or is a little bit tight. You seek it because you didn't like what the doctor said, which maybe, the initial doctor, the team doctor, which might be you need surgery or you're going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. Or something along those lines. That's almost always why you seek a second opinion. Almost always. So, that is a major, major problem. Let's get to it on the phones. Let's start with the Mark and Largo show. I'm sure he's going to have nothing to say in the leadoff spot. Hello, Mark. How are you? Welcome to your show.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Happy belated birthday to you on Friday.
Thank you.
Even though I broke it open last Tuesday.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
I actually think this is, well, I kind of knew Terry was going to be out, and probably out this week and stuff. I don't know. I think if Terry's going to be out, I think you got to stop using Debo on these running back screens. You got to stop. He's got to play receiving number one now. Okay. That's just stop running him out of the backfield. Stop putting him on punt return. Stop putting them on kickoff return. Debo's got to play that number one slot. Okay, that's the most important thing. We need him to play number one. I would like to say if Noah Brown's going to play, that would be great. I don't know. I don't know. If Noah Brown just seems like if he hits a hangnail, he can't play. I don't know what's going on with that. As far as I was telling the screen caller, I actually think the Giants are going to pull off the unthinkable and beat the Chargers this week. Because truth be told, I'm not impressed with the Chargers. I'm really not. The only 3-0 team that really impresses me so far, honestly, I probably would say Buffalo. Philadelphia got lucky in 2 weeks. I think the tush push is. I think people are tired of that. I think Tampa should be better than what they are, but I'm just not impressed. I'm definitely not impressed with the Colts. I think the Colts can really play anybody. And the Chargers, to me, I think when Washington goes out there in 2 weeks, it's going to be a home game for the Commanders because of Jaden Daniels. And I just think they're going to lose their next two games. And they're going
to
come back.
Mark, we're going to have to put you back on hold here or something and get you into a better cell area. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but it's all garbled. And I'll let you finish up on the other side if we can get you on a clear line. But it's just really hard to hear. I don't know what's going on there. So just hang on. We'll see if we can clear that up. Why don't we do a trending alert right here, right now, and then we will get back to the calls at 301-230-0980. Again, Terry McLaurin seeking a second opinion. Generally, you don't seek one unless you don't like what the first one had to say. We will see. Lots of breaking sports news. We'll cover it all or as much as we can with you right here on the team. 980 on the radio, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Let's do it. All right, so again, the breaking news from Command Land is that Terry McLaurin reportedly will be seeking a second opinion on his injured quad, hurt after that big long catch on Sunday, which should have been a touchdown, which was taken away and ruled not a touchdown, which led to a Bill touchdown. You get the point. Terry McLaurin seeking a second opinion on his quad. The Giants have officially gone and turned the page to Jackson Dart. Russell Wilson, not surprisingly, benched after another bad performance, sandwiched around a very good performance in Dallas. The 25th overall pick out of Ole Miss has been taking some snaps and playing a little bit in certain packages, but this will be his first start. The 0-3 Giants hosting the 3-0 LA Chargers. So we will see what happens with that. Meanwhile, around the rest of the NFL, Brian Callahan is giving up play calling duties to his quarterback's coach, Bo Hartigree, while Nick Holtz will continue to be the offensive coordinator and maintain some of the duties while helping build the game plan. Brian Callahan, of course, the son of Bill Callahan, who's also on the staff in his second year in Nashville and dealing with number one overall pick, Cam Ward. The Nationals lost last night again to the Atlanta Braves, should say that better. They'll try it again tonight, 7:15, 106.7 The Fan. College football, Oklahoma State has lost 11 of their last 12 games. And today that cost longtime head coach Mike Gundy his job. And speaking of being cost job, Liberty coach from the WNBA, Sandy Brondello, out after the New York Liberty lost in the first round, the defending champions, no longer, as again, they were eliminated in the first round less than one year after winning the WNBA championship. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, before we get back to the calls, want to tell you, if you're hungry, which many of us always are, I sent Cowboy B to IHOP yesterday to celebrate the Dallas Cowboys dismantling in Chicago. Cowboy B, I hope you had a good meal. But I'm going to send you to IHOP, or I'm going to hopefully send you to IHOP right now. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each. Each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy place. Or as it says, happy plates. So maybe it's happy plates. I'm not sure. With the $6 happy place, happy plates. Happy plates? I don't know. With the $6 IHOP value meal available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. So maybe it is happy plates. Go to your happy plates. Maybe that's what they wanted to say. And I just interpreted it as go to your happy place. But happy plates would make sense too because, well, they're serving up happy plates of IHOP breakfast. Once we ordered IHOP for Linnell, AMAC, you weren't a part of the show back then. Did you hear about this bit or no?
No.
So last... The Friday after Thanksgiving last year, the Commanders were on a 3-game losing streak, and Jaden was struggling and whatnot, and Linnell took to the microphone on both stations, 106.7 and 980, the day after Thanksgiving, and said, the Commanders are done, stick a pitchfork in them. And, of course, the Commanders then were not done. And they came out and whipped up on the Tennessee Titans 2 days later and scored like 40-some-odd points and ran the ball for 270 yards and so on and so forth. And then went on a 5-game winning streak to end out the year, clinching the playoffs, winning 2 road playoff games, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So then Linnell decided to change his opinion and said, no. I was just saying at the time. They were done. Stick a fork in them, a pitchfork in them. So we started calling him a waffle, a waffler, right? We were saying he was waffling in his opinion. So we ordered a bunch of IHOP one morning, had it delivered, and we specifically gave Linnell waffles for breakfast because he's a waffler. And we had the pancakes and the eggs and the bacon and the sausage, and we made him have the waffles.
Maybe I should start waffling. I love waffles.
I love waffles, too. Waffles.
I'm more of a waffle. I'm a waffles over pancake guy.
You're a waffles over pancake guy?
Yeah.
You like the complexity of a waffle? If I had to guess, the reason why you like waffles over pancakes is because the syrup kind of has a place to kind of nuzzle into,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just adds to the bite experience, as opposed to a pancake where it absorbs into the pancake.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like you get more value, speaking of value, at IHOP, you feel like you get more value out of your syrup being in a square grid, a little pocket of love, as opposed to soaked into the pancake.
That's great analysis, and I say that is partly the reason. And I think that also I've had a lot of waffles where they throw like that hint of cinnamon in there.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, that hint of cinnamon in there, and it just hits different in a waffle. And then you can get the crispness of a waffle. You get like that soft but yet crisp. Yeah, more of a waffle guy here.
All right, I'm with you. Anything cinnamon, anything that has a cinnamon twist to it, I am a big fan of.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Coffee, anything. So certainly I would never argue with that. I mean, I like pancakes too. I mean, I like carbs. That's a big part of my problem. All right. Anyway, back to the phones we go. 301-230-0980. Talking Terry McLaurin, talking the Giants making the move to Jackson Dart. And the big Monday nighter last night. Who needs Ben Johnson anyway, said the Detroit Lions. Let's go to Little. Next up on the Team 980 at 301-230-0980. Hello, Little. How are you?
Luther, shout out to your man, A-Mac. Hey, the only place I know you get cinnamon waffles, A-Mac, is Denny's. And they do the best of them. Hey, look, let me say this, Rooster. I like my apples baked, my brother. Let me tell you why. But now we got two units. They staying healthy, by the way. And guess what? They do like Sly and the Family Stone. You say back, we move how you move. And they figuring out now, they figuring, oh, this team don't move without us. That's the key, big fella. When them boys up front get that kind of demeanor and they feel adamant about rooting people out of there, oh, who the hell you put back in the backfield? Who you put out on wide receiver? Huh, man? Hey, put White Chocolate out there as the number one. Let's go with it. That's the key, Bruce. And once you get them big ugly saying, oh, this team move with us. We move how you move, like Sly and the Family Stone used to say back in the day. Look, we going down Atlanta, man, a double-figure victory next Sunday. Because guess what? We got the attitude now that, hey, you move with us. This is how we rule. And look, I played safety in high school. I love it. I love to bring the pain and hit somebody. But goddamn it, I love to see them big boys and they root people out of there. Get them up out of there with the quickness. Let's get up out of there. We move how you move, like Sly and the Family Stone used to say back in the day. That's all. Hey, look, one more other thing. Rob, Robin from Charm City, you got a little problem called fumulitis. We ain't hearing nothing from you, Robin. You use a call Sheehan.
Yeah.
You got so much to say about us.
Yeah.
You got a little fumulitis problem.
Yeah, Robert doesn't like me anymore. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, right. But you don't hear nothing. He cries in the church mouth. Yeah.
All right.
Old Robert from Annapolis.
I'm gonna have to look at that song you quoted 300 times, Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah. We move how you move.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Little. It's great to say we move how you move. I mean, if the offensive line can dominate the Atlanta front like they did for the most part against the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants, sure, that's awesome. We should know this. It is a week-to-week league. Often it is a half-to-half, a quarter-to-quarter, a series-to-series league. But at the very minimum, it's a week-to-week league. Just because the Commanders ran for over 200 yards on Sunday for a second time this year already in three games doesn't mean, A, they're going to have that success, and B, most importantly, and I was thinking about this, are we to just automatically assume? Are we to just automatically assume that Cliff Kingsbury is going to do what they did in weeks 1 and 3? Why would we just assume that? Because he didn't do it in week 2. And some people tried to talk it off as, oh, it's a short week. They didn't practice, blah, 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 blah. Maybe Cliff did it because he was scared. Maybe Cliff did it because he thought there was a better option. Maybe Cliff did it because he was feeling no pressure going into game two in Green Bay on a short week. Oh, we can do this. We can do whatever we want. We'll have immediate success. And maybe he comes back with that same attitude in week four. I don't know. Here's what I do know. The pass rush for the Atlanta Falcons is much better. That's what I do know. You add James Pierce, you add Jalen Walker. I think that's how you say his last name. And Leonard Floyd certainly are factors. You damn well better run the ball well. You damn well better move some people because you might not have Terry. You might not have John Bates. And I know people are going to say, well, hey, Ben Sinnott played pretty well. Yes, great. He's got to play well again. That's the key in this league, consistency. Week to week. You damn well better move some people because you might not have anybody to take the lid off as a receiver. Especially if somehow A.J. Terrell comes back and he's been banged up. Especially against a pretty good safety in Jesse Bates III. And Xavier Watts, the young rookie safety, watch out for him. He's played well so far. Watch out. You better move somebody. All right, let's get to Mitch in Jersey next up. Here's hoping Mitch can stay on topic. Hello, Mitch.
Oh, Chris, how you doing? Oh.
Hi, Mitch.
Forgive and forget.
What?
Forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
Is that the way?
Yes. I forgive, Mitch. I don't forget. go right ahead.
Great. All right, I got you three topics that you say to keep on track.
Yes, please.
About time the Giants, Jacksonville era is going to begin. Love it. Detroit Lions, if it has to be somebody in the NFC, I hope it's them, not those stinking Eagles. That's my opinion. They're like
That is fair. That is fair. Even though people may have gotten tired of the Lions and Ben Johnson and all that stuff, right? Again, this is a slightly different version of the Lions, and I think people like that the Lions can beat you up on the ground. They like that they can throw the ball all over the yard when they need to, short, high, medium, deep. And I know the fact that people would be much happier to see the Lions in the Super Bowl than the Eagles.
Definitely. They got some set of wide receivers and running backs. I mean, Brown, well, I'm just going to see his USC, yep. But Goff, one of the best.
Wait, you like UFC? You like USC? I didn't know that, Mitch.
Yeah, you know that, I guess. Goff is a top 10 Cal quarterback ever. I'm not going to put him ahead of Aaron Rodgers. You know how much I love him. But the only thing that we have a better back seven, their line, the Lions' defense, the front is, I think, a little better than ours. The running backs, wide receivers are better than ours, but Jalen, if Daniels is back, I hope, then I would take the quarterback. And I hope Jalen Daniels is back for when we play the Bears, because that would be a good match.
Oh, he'll be back. He'll be back for that game. I don't know if he'll be back this Sunday, but he'll be back for that game. No doubt.
We're kind of rushing me in.
Yeah.
Our backup quarterback is playing pretty well. And I'm tired of seeing all these injuries. I'm surprised it wasn't an injury to a good star last night. It's a shock that they didn't get any news. Now you say Terrence McHenry, Debo should be your number one wide receiver and just keep him there.
Yeah, well, he's good. So here's the question that previous caller brought up about Debo Samuel is with it. Terry's hurt, right? We know that. He's in question at the very least. We don't know how long he might be out here, but it could be a couple of weeks. Because Noah Brown is completely uncountable on, and because Luke McCaffrey is still developing and Jalen Lane is still very raw, like, you might have no choice but to keep Debo Samuel off a kick return, off of end-around reverses and all that stuff, because you can't afford another injury. You can't afford another injury.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We have 2-3 good running backs.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, Rodriguez and Nichols.
No doubt. Thanks Mitch. Appreciate it.
I hope I stay with the rules.
Yes, you did. You did a much better job today instead of talking about USC history. Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it. I like to bust chops, too. I like to bust chops. I also like you guys to stay on topic. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Joe DeLeon, A to Z Sports, former college punter, long snapper, going to join us, NFL and draft analyst. He wrote a column yesterday saying Cliff Kingsbury should be the number one choice to replace Brian Daboll in New York. We'll ask him about that coming up. All right, approaching 2 o'clock on the Team 980, so the end of hour number one is near. But don't fear, boys and girls, still two more hours to go. Joe DeLeon, A to Z Sports, college football, college draft, I should say, an NFL analyst and a former long snapper in college ball going to join us. He wrote a column yesterday that we mentioned a couple of times about the next Giants head coach and top three candidates. And the top candidate on that list was Cliff Kingsbury. And he mentioned a couple of things, why it would tie into Jackson Dart. And here we have Jackson Dart, the new starting quarterback of the New York Giants. But Brian Daboll is still the head coach, so we'll see how long that lasts. Meanwhile, we'll talk about some other things, obviously, too, including a surprise, maybe a surprise, third name on that list that we didn't get to yesterday that AMAC was very upset about. So he made me tell him. He's like, you are withholding information on me.
You're adding so much color to our conversation. That's not how I went.
You are being a jerk. You are not being transparent. Rooster, how dare you? You don't agree?
I mean.
That was the tenor of our conversation?
No, that wasn't okay. At all. But continue, please.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Greg in Detroit on line one. Here on the Team 980, get Greg in here before the top of the hour. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Enjoying your conversations you're having with people.
Appreciate you.
I'm looking forward to getting revenge against the Commanders. They crushed us last year, obviously.
Yeah.
But I was there for the Baltimore game, and I love how we crushed Baltimore. They were totally overrated. Talked so much trash in the stands, all that bravado, and they just couldn't deliver.
Well,
the fans got
gashed time and time again, like the Ravens' run defense. The difference is the fans are probably not I'm trying to be nice. The fans are the fans.
Be nice. Be nice. I don't want to be nice.
Yeah. The Ravens' run defense at least had somewhat of an excuse, missing one of their best players in Matabique. But my goodness, I mean, as I don't know how long you've been listening, I just keep laughing at the notion that everybody thought the Lions were going to fold and crumble like a cookie because Ben Johnson left for Chicago. My goodness, Brad Holmes is the best general manager in football. I've been screaming that for two years. And this team is, I was in Detroit last year for that playoff game. I still can't believe the Lions were as sloppy as they were that night and turned the ball over
as much as they did.
Yeah.
Very sloppy. Yeah. Very, very sloppy. I mean, we learned the lesson. I think the coaches learned the lesson. You got to play one game in the preseason. You have to get the players out there for one set of plays or something. They did nothing in the preseason. None of the starters even sniffed the field. That's a fatal mistake in the pro league. You got to play at least a couple of plays. They looked totally tone deaf when they played Green Bay, and they deserve what they got. They woke them up, though, thank God. But I think you guys are great. I like Washington. I like Washington. I'm worried about your quarterback a little bit. I like your running game. I'm not sold on your defense because we scored a lot of points on you guys despite Goff's terrible
defense
mistakes.
The defense is better, though, this year. I will say that. The defense is better.
We'll see. But I like what I'm seeing so far.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm just enjoying the fact that we crushed the Ravens. And we'll probably do the same with you guys. Peace and love.
We'll see. We'll see. Safe travels back to Detroit. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. I'm glad we got you in. All right. Joe DeLeon from A to Z Sports, former long snapper in college ball, draft analyst, NFL analyst, will join us. He wrote a column, again, that we've mentioned a couple of times for the Giants' potential new head coach and Cliff Kingsbury being the top candidate amongst others. We'll dive into that next, coming up here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.